Chapter 13, The Cowardly Way.
Overwatch has detected a lethal threat at the Overhive's outer gate.
This is Commander Preston. Overhive security override. Initiate lockdown.
Overwatch confirms lockdown in place.
Has the governor been informed?
Yes, he has authorized all countermeasures.
Overwatch countermeasures are approved upon an attempted breach. Have all members of the household been secured?
The House Steward remains outside the secure perimeter. His threat status has been defined as unknown.
Bring forward the reaction squad. I'll take command of the situation from the front hall.
Command sent. Overwatch standing by.
I've been wrong before, and I would be wrong again. It took longer than a minute to talk our way off the lift in the face of a dozen armed house guards. A shrill tantrum by a scion of House Alibrand went a long way to cowing the resistance. We eventually reached the long formal entrance hall, a broad tunnel that spanned more than 100 feet to the Overhive Tower's foyer. I was banking on Lizzie's bona fides, but had a backup plan or two. Chain of command be damned. My plan was simple, and it was a bad one. Let the Ogryn do the talking. Once Captain Finn completed a reasonable lecture on our reason for being there and the need to see Governor Barthel, I dragged Lizzie forward and demanded to see Lady Alibrand. Hadn't they noticed the girl's Noble House ID? Would they like to check her biomarkers a second time? Can't you see she's been rescued from the filthy clutches of chaos and needs to see her family? None of that mattered, and I should have realized why. The House Steward looked between Captain Finn, Lizzie, and me, trying to untangle the morning's unexpected arrival.
You two will come with me. The rest will return to Ground Zero immediately.
It seemed like a reasonable offer. Captain Finn was the odd man out and more relieved than concerned.
Five will see you back at First Division HQ.
The House Steward waited for the lift doors to close before escorting us across the long skybridge and into the foyer of the Overhive Estate. Gray crystal columns divided a vast collection of projected art. The sizable room was certainly meant to impress. In the distance, all sorts of alarms were cutting off. I took that as a good sign, but as I've already stated, the flash of a security stunner hit us, throwing the steward into the nearest wall. Consuming the sudden, harsh attack, my auric shield shuddered but held the line. Feth, a unit of PDF troopers surrounded us, laser guns at the ready. Making the mental shift to battle mode, I hugged Lizzie to my chest and whispered, "The heart of a lightning bolt." She whispered back,
"What's happening?"
Somebody made a mistake. It was simple. We'd kidnapped a young noble scion and used her to gain access to the governor's estate. There were laws written specifically for this case, and the penalty was as severe as the contingency plans to counter it. "Guns up here," I said. "Don't shoot the scion." The troopers adjusted their aim at my taunt. Perhaps they weren't so. The 20 laser rifles spat a volley of supercharged light into my war shield. "Feth." Lizzie flinched and giggled nervously at the burst of light. We'd both seen and felt it 100 times across the barrens of Gaul. I played my strongest card last, holding up the badge of the Ordo Hereticus. "Who gave that order? They're interfering with a sanctioned mission of the Inquisition." There were contingency plans, and then there was the Inquisition. The Overhive security forces hit pause.
"Identify yourself."
"My name is Five. I'm here on a mission for Inquisitor Gastonia Agramunt of Ordo Hereticus."
"Release the girl."
"Not with 20 rifles in the room and not without a member of her family being present." The door inward unbolted itself and parted slightly. A planetary defense force commander slipped into the enclosed foyer. I knew her type and would be keeping my distance. Her custom-tailored body armor didn't hide the fact that she was exceedingly fit and apparently unarmed.
"Guns down, fall back."
The commander's order chased the platoon of PDF troopers back through the doorway. She waited until they were gone.
"You demand much."
"Who are you?"
"Commander Olivia Preston, Governor's House Guard. I gave the order."
I nodded to the man on the floor to my right. The steward hadn't stirred. "He needs a medic."
"No, he doesn't. He knew the risk."
"Feth." The security stunner had been set to lethal levels. They'd meant to fry us all. I spoke the first thing that came to mind. "You're all cowards, hiding up here while the world bleeds out." Preston crossed her arms.
"Is that why you're here, to preach? Seems like a waste of time."
Another woman slipped through the door, Lady Voira Alibrand in all her glory. She surveyed the scene with a face as clean and as blank as the steward's.
It's him. His name is Five, and he works for the Inquisition. That's all I know.
She knew that I'd saved her life. She knew that I'd rescued her entire brood. She didn't know that I'd found her husband splayed out across an altar, or that Lizzie was the key to reclaiming full control of the cluster's systems. Lady Alibrand held out her hand and waited without a welcome or a word of comfort. I leaned down and kissed Lizzie on the forehead. "You're home. It's the best I could do," she whispered back.
"Your name is Five, but only one heart matters. It'll find you when you're lost."
With that, Alicia Alibrand walked across the foyer wearing an Ogryn's drab t-shirt like a ball gown. She grasped her stepmother's hand. A lightning strike couldn't have hit me any harder as the door into the governor's tower slammed shut behind them. Commander Preston didn't budge.
"Your charge just left. Why are you still here?"
"I'm waiting for you to prove me wrong. I need an escort to Ground Zero."
"Do I look like an escort?"
"I'd seen better but couldn't tell you where." Preston looked like she was twice my age and yet squarely within her prime. Her left ear was scarred, the pale, jagged line, likely the result of a piece of shrapnel or a shard of bone, slipped beneath her tightly braided, shoulder-length brown hair. I spoke for the steward lying lifeless at my feet. "You look like a coward shirking their duty." Preston made her counterpoint.
"And you look like a grunt deserting his post."
I turned for the front portal and the tunnel back to the service tower. The Overhive was supremely defensible. I couldn't fathom why anyone would abandon it and make a dangerous run for a dark, distant underhive. Towers versus pits, either one was a trap. I was due back in the trenches of the 1st Division before McMartin was notified of my presence elsewhere. Unfortunately, the ride back down to Ground Zero was shorter than expected by half. The lift door opened onto the familiar realm of the Planetary Defense Force and the HQ of the Imperial Guard.
"Five, what a surprise meeting you here. How is Governor Barthel?"
Inquisitor Gastonia Agrimunt had practically grown a tail to balance out her ambition. She had placed a big bet and was eager to collect on the winnings. So was I. We never met, but his head of security was a piece of work. "What do you want?"
"I was going to ask you the same thing. After all, we had a deal, and I happened to be holding something of interest to you."
"Like what?"
"Follow me and I'll show you."
Agrimunt led me into the massive planning room. A brace of Hereticus Hellguns followed us in. They wouldn't be enough for what she had in store. In the far corner, taking up more space than I thought possible, a familiar squad of Ogryn was raging at a colonel of unknown origin. Ignoring the tirade, the Imperial Guard General Staff sat at the table's near end, waiting on Agrimunt's return. General Skivik seemed completely put out, as if he hadn't slept in a week. General McMartin sat at his side, beyond furious, staring through imaginary gun sights at my throat. Who'd peed in their coffee? Agrimunt strode to the table as if returning to a game.
"Gentlemen, look what I found. Five has come to debrief us on his mission to Tertius, and don't worry. He's promised to behave."
"I'd done no such thing. General Skivik, what are Captain Finn and his commando squad doing here?" The Ogryn's spectacle was a growing distraction for everyone. McMartin replied first.
"Five, sit down. There are serious matters to discuss."
I didn't sit. "General, where are my arcs?"
"The militant savants were returned to the front line."
"And Warrant Savant Bast?" Agrimunt answered.
"Awaiting the completion of your mission."
"The mission is over."
"I think you'll find that it's merely beginning."
Agrimunt tapped the table. A video monitor on the wall displayed a live feed from a holding cell. Keegan Bast was cuffed to the wall with a termination collar fastened around her neck. As a show of power and control, Agrimunt's play lacked the proper finesse. So did mine. Ogryn howled and Hellguns barked. Staff officers screamed orders and called for more guards as bioelectric current burst from my shield, frying the device in Agrimunt's hand. The Inquisitor didn't make a sound as she slammed into the ceiling 50 feet overhead, at least not voluntarily. Locked in my telekinetic grip, her body convulsed. Urine dripped onto the formidable table as her bladder let go. The superheated control wand in Agrimunt's hand melted into her skin, and the smell of sizzling flesh filled the cavernous room. I had been relieved of duty by someone in this room, and it seemed like a good time to find out who made the call. "Who cut me off? In the middle of my mission, who the feth cut me off?" It took more than one breath to get all my anger out. Someone had miscalculated the threat. I was utterly enraged and freshly topped off. Nothing could be more dangerous. A response arrived from the last calm corner of the room.
Five, please put the Inquisitor down before she expires.
Lord Mantisera stepped into the chaos, waving to the Ogryn for calm and taking control of the situation.
The General Staff has exactly 1 minute to produce Keegan Bast, healthy and uncollared, or I will sanction whatever Five chooses to do next.
General Skivix growled in reply.
And who the feth are you?
Lord Mantisera showed his inquisitorial seal.
I am Inquisitor Gabriel Mantisera of Ordo Malleus. You are holding my agent under duress.
I set Agrimont down. I may have dropped her the last few feet, but she didn't feel it. Using my boot, I ground the collar control wand into tiny pieces, along with the bones in her hand. She needed a reminder of her overreach and could thank me for it later. I kept my anger focused in one direction for two reasons. I wasn't all that thick after all, and I felt like I was about to explode. Okay, two sides of the same coin. Somewhere in the chaos, the inquisitorial hellguns relented. They knew I had to turn around sometime.
Five, stand down. That's an order.
Finally, a voice I could follow. Keegan had arrived. I didn't turn around. Are you okay?
Yes.
Did they remove your collar?
Yes, did you kill anyone?
Not yet. Warrant Bast asserted her own control of the situation.
Lord Mantisera, please tell the Hellguns to leave the room. It's for their own good.
Done,
I added. And send for Governor Barthel. He should be here.
On it.
Thank you. A Medicaid team arrived to collect Inquisitor Agrimont. She'd live. The Medicaid could do wonders. It said so in my file. I didn't dare turn around as Keegan Bast approached. I'd gotten an epic ton of frustration off my chest in the last minute and still exhaled rage at the blinding memories of Tertius and the near loss of those that understood. It felt like the ceiling was calling my name.
Five.
Keegan stood directly in front of me.
Open your eyes.
I did. She was there. She was okay. She grabbed hold of my chin.
Did Lizzie make it home?
Yes. Lady Alibrand took her inside the tower.
Good.
She didn't let go of my chin, though her grip softened and a hint of a smile trickled from her eyes.
Now dial it back.
I did my best. After a brief interlude to cleanse the table and reorder the room, a new meeting was convened. Three factions were chosen to maintain the fragile balance. The Imperial Guard, including the Commissariat, was one. They added to their ranks by calling in Colonel Kerp and Major Kilhaven. The Inquisition and its chosen agents were another. I was the third and not looking for any help. Keegan sat between Lord Mantisera and me, keeping the peace in that direction. I'd rattled the chain of command. If Agrimont had been smarter, she would have had my brother in the room from the start. His stare had a way of reminding me who I was beneath it all. Last to arrive was Lord Governor Claxton Barthel, accompanied by his singular head of security. The room still smelled of fear, bacon, and bodily fluids in an incomprehensible mix. No one mentioned it, nor did they cut the governor any slack for his earlier absences. Lord Mantisera made the brief introductions, and I remained five. He made it clear that my business with Inquisitor Agrimont was over. If she recovered, she could join in, but her power plays were through. Mine were only beginning. I extended the introductions by addressing Mantisera. Inquisitor, why are you here? He'd been safely ensconced in the underhive of Tertius, and perfectly placed to keep an eye on the situation in that city.
We had a deal. You were to find out where the Bloodthorn was located and return. You didn't. I came to collect Miss Bast, and I'm glad I did.
Now that you're here, why not request the pertinent auger scans and leave Keegan with me?
That wasn't the deal, but I can see she has a calming effect on you. Perhaps the Imperial Guard would be willing to discuss it.
Inquisitor, first things first. How did you escape the hive? I almost died getting out. Mantisera lost his half-smile.
I can't answer that. Anything I say would be a guess at this point. What did you mean earlier when you said that you'd been cut off?
In the middle of my mission in Tertius, my channel into the Imperial Guard's psyker net was terminated. I was left for dead. General McMartin interjected.
You didn't make it out with the rest, and based on their reports, we thought you were dead or captured.
That didn't explain it. By cutting me off, you made certain I wouldn't survive. Whose idea was it? Who thought of it first? A thick-tongued voice answered,
I did.